Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Marcelo Gottschalk, the director of the International Reference Laboratory for Streptococcus suis in the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Montreal. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Gottschalk.
My pleasure.
As part of a research program being undertaken in partnership with Swine Innovation Pork, you are overseeing the development of a novel vaccine design as an alternative to antimicrobial use for preventing and controlling Streptococcus suis. First of all, what is Streptococcus suis? What are the clinical signs of this infection? And what are its implications in terms of animal health and productivity?
Yes, Strep suis is the most important bacterial pathogen for post-winnic piglets in Canada, in North America. It affects mainly animals from 4 to 8 weeks of age, winnet animals, and it causes sudden death, meningitis, which is a disease of the central nervous system, arthritis, endocarditis, and less frequently other types of infection. It is really widely distributed, and all farms are infected, and most of them are affected by Strep suis. The disease is even worse in the presence of PRRS, which is the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus. And what is also interesting is that it's an agent of zoonosis. That means that it may affect humans, from pigs to humans, and it will affect mostly people working with pigs or pork-derived products, causing mainly also in humans meningitis and endocarditis. There are 35 serotypes, which is serotypes is an antigenic variation of the capsule. And we will see, we'll discuss it probably later, what is this capsule. It is an envelope of the bacteria. It's always the same bacterial species, but antigenically, so the antigens in the capsules are different, and the serotype 2, which is one type of the capsule, is the most widely distributed and the most pathogen for both pigs and humans. And the capsule is composed by sugars. Why this is important? Because these sugars usually do not stimulate the immune system, so it is very difficult to get protection against this infectious disease. But generally speaking, it's really an important disease affecting most of the farms, causing different type of infection and killing many, many piglets.
What prompted this research effort, and what are the objectives of this particular program?
Presently, Strep suis can only be controlled by the use of antibiotics, either prophylactic, metaphylactic, or by treatment. So there is no commercial vaccine available, and the use of antibiotics in the last year has increased the resistance level of this pathogen. Indeed, the genes coding for the antibiotic resistance are more and more present in the Strep suis, and this can be transmitted not only between different strains of Strep suis, but it can be transmitted also to other pathogens, that even those that affect humans. So the antibiotic resistance is really a problem. So the objective of this program is to develop a vaccine able to protect pigs against the disease. Having a vaccine, we will reduce the use of antibiotics. It should be said that antibiotic use are mostly in categories 1 or 2. These categories of antibiotics are those also used in humans. So we need to reduce the use in animals with the objective of reducing antibiotic resistance in also bacteria that may affect humans.
Who is involved in this effort, representing what interests and in what roles and capacities, and where is the work actually being performed?
We have an excellent team. My lab is recognized as the International Reference Laboratory for this disease, and many countries ask me for advice on Strep suis as an expert. So our group has the highest number of published papers on Strep suis in the world. In addition, there is Professor Segura. She's also part of the team. She's working as a professor at the University of Montreal, and she's an expert on the immunology of Strep suis. And she has also been working on the development of a Strep suis vaccine. And the team from the scientific part is completed by Professor Todd Rowery, which is the University of Alberta. He was at the origin of the Canadian Glycomics Network, which is a pan-Canadian research excellence network with a mission of delivering sugar-based solutions for medical and veterinary needs. He is a worldwide leader on the synthesis of sugars. So remember what I mentioned before, that the capsule of Strep suis is composed by sugars. So he's an excellent collaborator for this project. This is the part of the scientific team, but we also have the support of the industry. Originally was the support from PrepTech, a Canadian company, which was just being acquired by Elanco. So we have been working with PrepTech for several years in the development of a protein-based vaccine against Strep suis. We already have a candidate that will be included in our present research. So we are the part of the industry is given to us. It's extremely important. It was PrepTech, now is Elanco. So we have the support from the industry, and they also have a know-how that is very complementary to what we are doing in the university.
You touched on this briefly. How typically has Strep suis been either prevented or treated?
But usually, as I mentioned, it mainly has been done using antibiotic, which is what we are trying to avoid. It has been also what is used in the field are what is called autogenous vaccines. What is autogenous vaccine is when you have a case in a farm, you isolate the strain, you make the strain grow, you kill the strain, and then it is mixed with an adjuvant, and then you have a local vaccine to be used in the same farm. This is very complicated because each farm must have its own vaccine, and the results have been really not good so far. So some people are using this kind of vaccine, but the results are really not there. So again, the only way to control to prevent the disease is the use of antibiotic, which we need to they need to be reduced.
What methods are being used in the creation of this new approach to vaccine development for dealing with Streptococcus suis?
Yeah, in the last year we have been working, as I mentioned, we're on a Strep suis protein candidate that may protect against all serotype of Strep suis. As I mentioned before, there are a lot of variation in the strains. So ideally, if we have a protein that protect against all serotype of Strep suis, that is the ideal vaccine. The problem is that results show that the protection can be achieved with some of these candidates. We have some patents on that, but the protection is not optimal. It's no kind of half protection. Why? Because we need the animal to produce antibodies against the capsule. And this capsule, this shield that bacteria have, and the problem is producing antibodies against the capsule, since they are sugars, is very difficult. Animals do not produce high level of antibodies against these sugars. So they cannot see the sugars, because the immune system cannot see the sugar. So you need these antibodies, but animals cannot produce them. So what can be done? To increase the level of antibodies against that sugar, the capsule can be purified and then linked to a protein. So the mixture of a protein plus the sugar, the capsule, will generate antibodies against both. The immune system will see the protein and then will see the capsule. We have done this in the past. We also have a patent on that, and we have obtained very good protection because we purify the capsule and mix the capsule with the protein, and the results were very good. One of the problems is the purification of the capsule is very expensive. So the vaccine may be very good, but cannot be used in swine production because it will be too expensive. So we propose in this program to produce a very small part of the capsule, the sugar, but synthetic, completely done in the lab. We will produce more than 10 different fragments of the sugar and combine them with a protein, and then evaluate if we can obtain the same protection we obtain with the natural sugar. So ideally, will we choose the best synthetic sugars and combine it to the previously identified Strep Swiss protein that had partial protection against all the serotype. So both together will provide a very good protection with a vaccine that it will produce at a very lower cost, because it's synthetic. You know, you produce that in the lab, and it does not cost very, very much.
How far along is the work at this point?
We have very good experience with the protein, as I mentioned, as a candidate, and we know also that the antibodies against the capsule are protective. So at least we have the two bases of the project. We have been working on the project for only 2 months because this project began at the end of last year, and obviously we had to stop now due to the pandemic. But we are going to begin as soon as possible the work. But in these 2 or 3 months, we have already developed very good tools. For example, the test to measure antibodies against the capsule, because we need that tool to measure if animals induce antibodies against the sugar. And our colleague in Alberta, he began to produce some synthetic sugars. So we have a couple of candidates already in our lab, and we are going to test them as soon as possible. So in some weeks, we should already have the first result. The model, this is another thing which is important, because to reproduce Strep Swiss disease in an artificial environment as an animal facility is not so easy, and we already have a very good model of a Strep Swiss infection, so this will facilitate our work in the next weeks.
What has been learned so far, and what is the significance of those lessons?
We learned that a single protein cannot completely protect against the disease, so we want to combine the protein or two proteins, and we also learned that antibodies against the capsule are necessary. I mean, if we have all this information together, having the right proteins and combine them with synthetic capsules should lead to development of a good vaccine.
How and by whom will this new technology, this new approach be applied, and what are the anticipated benefits?
The technology will be obviously, the first line will be the practitioners who will be able to have a tool to face a Strep Swiss problems in the absence of the use of antibiotic, because it's very difficult for them, you know, arriving to the farm, trying to control the infection and tell them, okay, you should do that, but without the use of antibiotics. They don't have tools. Obviously, the benefit will be for the producer, reduction of clinical cases, animal losses, and also for the society, because it will be lower use of antibiotics and a possible reduction of antibiotic resistance.
What applications might this research have for other pathogens?
That is an excellent question, because a vaccine which combines a sugar with a protein is called a conjugate vaccine. There are some in human medicine which are currently used, but none in veterinary medicine yet. If we are able to produce a conjugate vaccine based on synthetic sugar with a reduced cost, this technology may be used with other bacterial pathogens, because most bacterial pathogens do have a capsule, as I mentioned, for Strep Swiss, and antibodies against those capsules are usually protective. So the same technology or very similar technology might be applied to other animal pathogens.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Simply that the reduction in the use of antibiotics is so far very well advanced in Europe, is arriving now to North America. More and more producers would like to transform their production system into a system that raises without antibiotics. If you consult them and you ask them, which is the main problem, you will see that most of them will definitely say that the strep suis is the main problem to the survival of such system. No efficacious vaccine are still available. So we are trying to solve that problem.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our guest has been Dr. Marcelo Gottschalk, the director of the International Reference Laboratory for Streptococcus suis in the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Montreal. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.